Actually, one of two things should have taken place so that the new film Red Riding Hood would have been less leaden and lugubrious. First off, if Catherine Hardwicke, who directed the movie, had given the lead to Lady Gaga and made it into a comedy, or, on the other hand, Hardwicke maintaining Amanda Seyfried as the star, as she has, but had changed the film's title to The Eyes of Amanda Seyfried. Either alternative would have made me less aware of how much my back ached while watching this silly movie. In an effort for full disclosure, please let me say right now that I'm not a 12-year-old girl, and since I'm really sort of an old guy and thus feel inadequate providing you an effective film review of Red Riding Hood, I hope you'll not think I'm being too harsh here. There's no doubt that David Johnson, who wrote the script, had a theater full of 12-year-old girls in mind as he pounded out about as dark a version of Little Red Riding Hood that you can imagine. However, I'm not sure if that's a commendable feat. I guess it depends on how big the box office proves to be and how many Red Riding Hood costumes are sold online after the movie plays at a theater near your 12-year-old daughter, if you have one. Red Riding Hood is an up-to-date movie all fancy with CGI and stuff. But even though it doesn't have a realistic look, as other film fables do, the movie appears as if it were filmed in 1933. The scenes look as if they're shot inside with very little natural light. It gives the film a sort of claustrophobic feel. It also snows in the movie all the time, but the characters don't look like they're cold, and there's not one foggy exhalation from anyone's mouth, even though all that snow is falling and piling up on the ground. But one of the modern fixtures of Red Riding Hood is that the cool young guys in it have their hair very contemporarily combed, except for Gary Oldman, who plays the part of Solomon. We get an opening soliloquy from Mr. Oldman that makes you swear he's auditioning for a Shakespeare role. As Solomon, Oldman's character is the heavy-duty, upscale person in the land who comes to the village to ferret out and kill the werewolf that's terrorizing the villagers. You know, the villagers? The guys with the flaming torches who go after the dastardly wolf creature not knowing that the vicious megamutt is really a person? A person who lives among the good, innocent villagers? You know, the ones with the torches? It's a whodunit all the way, and everybody's a suspect, even Valerie or Red Riding Hood herself. But I was quite upset when I saw that even Red Riding Hood's grandma, played by Julie Christie, is also on the list of usual suspects. Talk about tricky. A neat touch to the film, though, has Miss Seyfried as the daughter of a woman named Suzette, played by Virginia Madsen, and that Miss Christie as the grandma is, of course, Suzette's mom. All three women bear similarities to one another, except that Amanda's eyes are, by far, the biggest, which bring to mind again why the movie might have been titled better as The Eyes of Amanda Seyfried. There are lots of close-ups of those big, beautiful eyes of Amanda's. Don't get me wrong. Miss Seyfried is an excellent actor. She's very good, and as usual, with her feet solidly planted on the ground, or in this case, in the snow. She always knows what she's doing, even when giving her loser father what for now and then. Of course, Miss Seyfried also drives two of the village boys crazy with medieval desire of a PG-13 bent. That's right, they're the ones with that coolly coiffed hair like you see on TV these days, and in the movies that come out these days, set in modern times. The village guys are Peter, played by Shiloh Fernandez, who was born and raised over in Ukiah, and Henry, played by Max Irons, the son of the man himself, Jeremy Irons. Red Riding Hood also tones things down in the blood and gore department, although such stuff is imperative for good werewolf movies. You'll notice, if you see Red Riding Hood, that the blood that's spilled is not quite as much as you might expect, and that the gore is only inadvertently implied, usually when the characters are eating table meat that's served way too rare for me. The jury's still out, though. Will Red Riding Hood make the grade? If it does, get ready to enjoy other films that horrify children's fables. Who knows, by next year maybe we'll be enjoying such fare as Goldilocks and the Three Bears Battle Los Angeles, or maybe an even more intense photoplay called Jack and Jill Get Gothic. Get gobs of film reviews with a guy with his voice online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at IMDb.com. That's the International Movie Database. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.